Okay, let's get started. I would like to thank you for taking the time to join this special community leaders call linked to our 6th of October call, where at that time we were looking into options that would increase the time at ICANN 54 in Dublin for these important discussions on transition and accountability. And with that, we had circulated to you. The staff came up with a few options that would increase the discussion time and have an attempt to make sure they were as least disruptive to the current program as we could. Let me just say that we're going to record again the conversation for note-taking purposes, and if you would please do that. I have a note from Fadi, who was to join us at the beginning of the call and may not be able to join us for this call, as the schedule he had changed with the ITU ministerial meeting he is attending in Budapest. They changed the program on him, and now he is with the senior people and ministers at this particular time. He sends his apologies, and he will try to join us toward the end of this call, and we will proceed there. The agenda is as follows. We will go to a review of the options for additional time in Dublin. We will then look to have comments on that and come to a consensus decision to move forward on that in that agenda item. And then we'll move to a review of the summary slides that were circulated recently by Fadi, and we'll be able to hear or take any comments you may have about that. And then, of course, look to next steps in Dublin. Looking at the three options we had, one was option A, no change to ICANN 54 schedule, though some existing sessions were extended and added on Saturday the 17th for a total discussion hours of about 17.5. The option C, which was really a significant change to the ICANN 54 schedule, which basically looked at taking a lot of the traditional Tuesday constituency day time, both from the board and the constituents meetings as well as other meetings there, was, again, probably the most significant change. The opinions to date really said that C might be the most disruptive, and there was only one vote or consensus leading to that one. Others really looked to A, with most of the consensus forming around B. And to that extent, I would like to see if we could have any comments on the B schedule, and if we could maybe load that schedule, Susie, onto the screen, that would be helpful. The B option was basically to increase the accountability discussions to about 26 hours in Dublin, but the changes were as follows. They would remove the community leader roundtable that we normally held on Friday the 16th in the afternoon so that people could attend the working session on that Friday, and add a full afternoon plenary discussions on Monday from 2 until about 6:30 on Monday the 19th. The second change would be the joint CCNSO and GNSO council meeting would have to be either canceled or removed to ensure that there would be no overlap. The third change would be the added plenary discussions on Wednesday the 21st from 1600 to 2000. That may be a conflict with the CCNSO council meeting, which we would have to work to move. A postponement of the joint meeting of the ICANN board and the technical experts group, and a rescheduling of the implementation session to other time during the week. And if that option could be made a little larger, Susie, that would be great. And the fourth one would be to the fourth change would be to extend the constituent day meetings with the board the various SOs and ACs and stakeholder groups meeting to extend until 1900. That would be an extra hour so that the board could meet with the ESSAC, for example, rescheduling it from Wednesday, and that the ICANN board cocktail with the GAC would be rescheduled a bit to accommodate this extra session. So with that, I think since there was a focus on this option as probably being the least disruptive, and we really could not reschedule a lot of other meetings that had been already planned, I would just like to know if there's any other comments on this, and in particular the chairs of the CCWG may also wish to make some comments about this. Again, for those who hadn't commented of whether or not this might be good for your groups, that would be helpful. We did receive a general agreement on the consensus from the ISP group, from the NCUC, from the registrars, though also A was an option for them. The Uralo group thought B would work. The NCSG was looking to favor B, and the business constituency was looking to favor B, though the NPOC did think that option C would probably be the largest, and others may have some opinions. So with that, I would just like to see if there are any comments, and I see first, I'm sorry, I might have missed it, but let's first acknowledge Alan Greenberg from the at-large, and then Greg Shatton, you'll be next, then McKaylee. Alan, please.
Thank you very much. A couple of comments. From the number of comments on people saying it was too late to extend travel to Friday, I don't know whether the intent was that the CCWG, the meetings still labeled as CCWG meetings, it was being suggested that everyone try to attend and that they be much larger global meetings. Since the room hadn't changed, I'm assuming that was not the intent, but people seem to be implying that because it was now listed as Friday, a large number of other people were going to be attending. And so I think there may have been some misunderstanding. My other comment is, in both the B and the C schedules, what you added is a significant number of plenary sessions, which I presume are the CCWG plus other people and essentially an open microphone for people to speak. Although I understand the need and desire to have opportunities for people who have not been part of the process to speak, I thought one of the other intents of enlarging the schedule was to give the CCWG itself more time to come to closure and to work out details in Dublin, and that doesn't seem to have been augmented significantly at all, other than on the Friday, allowing, I guess, Greg and me, who are the only overlap between the chairs meeting and the CCWG, to attend. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. We didn't want to designate specific session titles. We were leaving that up to the CCWG chairs and others to see how they would best organize it, and to the comment by Jonathan Robinson in the chat, how to make that more productive. It's really the question of is this enough time, and can the time be used effectively? Greg Shatton, please.
Thanks, Greg Shatton, for the record. I'd say in IPC there was at least a rough consensus for option B, although did not weigh in. There was some sympathy for option C along the same lines as the NPOC thinking, was that if everyone's going to be distracted by the accountability concept throughout the whole meeting, why not just give in and plug away? But overall, I think the feeling was that there were other reasons that this was an important meeting and things need to move forward. We're not meeting again as an ICANN until Marrakesh, so there's much to do. And the other concern that was raised was echoed by Alan just now, or I'm echoing him in this case, What are these plenary discussions? What is this plenum of which you speak? Is it the plenum of ICANN? Is it the plenum of CCWG? You know, designating a plenary discussion indicates that there's an intent for a plenum. But if that was just kind of an awkward wording and it's basically more time for face-to-face meeting or perhaps subgroup meeting, then I think we would generally support that. But the idea of a one-topic public forum on steroids was not felt to be a really great use of the extra time and worth the disruption. So if more work can be done toward the goal, and there is still time for engagement with the community in already scheduled sessions, then B would seem to work. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. I will go on to Michele, and Thomas Rickard is after Michele, who may also have some comments there. Michele, please.
Thanks, Michele, for the record. Yeah, just briefly, on the registrar side, we had some discussion, and we also put out a poll to our members, giving them the option to vote for one or more options. Out of about 50-odd votes cast, there was only one person who expressed support for option C, and both in discussions on our list and elsewhere, the general feeling was if option C was chosen, that a lot of people would be looking for refunds for their airfares, essentially. Because the thing from the registrar side is that while some people will engage around policy things, policy discussions, policy matters, and attend some policy-related sessions, in order to justify the travel expense, you know, and to be able to attend ICANN meetings, they're also coming to Dublin for business meetings. And if the entire schedule were blown up and changed dramatically, then that would mess up a lot of their plans. There are also concerns as well amongst a lot of us about how much real progress can be made by adding more hours of meetings to the schedule for CCWG members. I mean, just reminding you all that, you know, within this group we have been discussing at length and in detail about, you know, volunteer overload, volunteer burnout, etc. And I mean, having more and more time together in windowless rooms does not necessarily mean that there's going to be any actual outcome. I mean, there might be, and it'd be optimistic to think that there would be, but I'm not sure that it's guaranteed. Thanks.
Thank you, Michele. Thomas Rickard, you're next, and then Rudy. Thomas, please.
Thanks. Thanks very much, David, and hello, everyone. From a CCWG co-chair perspective, certainly it's not my role to speak to the allocation of time for the SOs and AC, but maybe just a few words on expectations. What we understood, and this has sort of been confirmed by David earlier in this call, is that the models A, B, and C have been suggested to secure time slots. We will come up with a concrete suggestion as to what to do with that time between today, when we hopefully agree on one of these options, and the next CCWG call, which is going to take place tomorrow. Because depending on the time that we have to work with the group, as well as to outreach with the wider community, we would then tailor make the respective sessions. I think what's important is to note that we really want to make use of that time for CCWG work. So we hope to make good progress on the sessions that we conduct over the weekend, from Wednesday to Friday to Saturday, and then engage with the community and subsequently hopefully flesh out more detail to things that we have agreed on tentatively on the weekend. So we can't afford to waste everyone's time by just having meetings for the sake of having meetings. And I think that Greg Shatton put it quite nicely by tagging it open mic on steroids, so that can't and must not happen. And maybe you can assist us with getting the attendees to these meetings focused by just lowering expectations for them to get a 2-minute or whatever length time slot to do some or make some general observations of how ICANN's accountability can be tweaked. We will not allow that to happen as co-chairs. We want this to be very focused and specific to coming up with very concrete suggestions that we can hopefully all live with for a consensus package in order to reduce the time needed between the end of the Dublin meeting and us submitting our recommendations to the chartering organizations. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Thomas. I'll again now move to Rudy. Rudy, please.
Thank you, David. Rudy Brandsnick for the transcript. ANPOC has been quite silent in a lot of the discussions, but we have been following all the debates anyway. The reason why we opted for option C has three elements in it. First one, which is quite personal to ANPOC, we organized an event on Monday afternoon from 2 till 4 that is focusing on the NGOs and the domain name space. It took a long time to get this all organized, and we invited approximately 1,300, we sent out 1,300 mails to NGOs to participate. So all this work will be lost if we go for option B or C anyway. But for B, it is just in the middle of our it is on our time frame. And as said, if it's a plenary discussion, we need to be there too. And most of the people will be there. So it doesn't make sense for us to organize the event. We will have to cancel that one, which is quite painful. The other point is that as we are looking towards the objectives of this Dublin meeting, and especially on the IANA transition and the accountability discussions, there should be the objective of having a final consensus on the way out of it. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense to change any of the schedules if it's not the goal. I would say, as we have seen quite a lot of negative responses in the discussions, we would rather come forward with the idea of let's be happy with what we get and not argue on what we don't get. It doesn't make sense to have these debates in every time on what we could not get. As an NGO most often says, we are quite happy and so happy as little children are if we get something. So let's focus on try to get a result at the end of the Dublin meeting so that we don't need any other meetings and changes in schedules anymore.
Okay, Rudy, thank you very much. I am sorry I'm having technical problems that my Adobe Connect is not working. Could one of my colleagues help me on who's next on the queue, and I'll try to reconnect that way. I'm sorry for this technical disability.
There's nobody in the queue, David.
David, this is Teresa. There's nobody in the queue, but there's some discussion in the chat room with regards to the plenary and the value of having some sessions that are open for the broader community awareness and discussions around that and the use of the time frames there. So I don't know if anybody who's in the chat room wants to raise that as part of the discussion here. Or if the group wants to try to reach alignment around that in any way. Jonathan Robinson is in the queue. Jonathan, why don't you go ahead?
Thanks, Teresa. My understanding is that in part, even though these may be primarily CCWG meetings, that the danger is that these are the hottest topic in town, both in terms of the urgency of resolving things and the size, the magnitude of or important task. So the danger is these distract from other meetings. So it's as much almost not so much that they necessarily need to become therefore full community-wide plenary meetings, although there is sufficient interest in them that others may well want to attend, but also that it doesn't permit participation if people want to and doesn't undermine parallel sessions. If you keep the parallel sessions in place, the risk is that they are under-attended or inadequately attended in some way because of the attractiveness and profile of the CCWC topic. So I think that's part of it. It's not so much that they couldn't in principle happen.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. I noticed also in the chat that there's Thomas Schneider had suggested that the plenary is a guided session that would discuss some of the controversial issues in a structured way. And Thomas, you had added in that was your understanding as well. Is that is that sound like a direction to be going with regards to the larger sessions and the plenary sessions? And if so, does the schedule on the Plan B support that sort of modification, or are there adjustments that should be made to that proposed schedule?
Theresa, if you addressed me, I could maybe briefly respond.
Sure, that sounds great, Thomas.
Yeah, this is
Thomas.
Yes,
please.
I wrote in the chat, but just for everyone's benefit, we are going to produce a schedule for the meetings, including tentative agendas, to be discussed with our group during tomorrow's CCWG call, which is going to take place at 12 UTC. And after having discussed our co-chair's proposals with the group, we can circulate to you a more concrete proposal on how to make the best out of everyone's time. So the suggestion is that we will flesh this out. I think it's going to be a combination of the things that have been discussed in this call and mentioned in the chat. So they will be primarily working sessions. I could well imagine that we might use one or two of those slots for engaging with the community on something that we hopefully have agreed on during the weekend. But you know, what is appropriate for what audience you will find in the agenda overview to be produced. But your points are well taken, community leaders. We will do our best to ensure that the number of attendees is limited to those that can really benefit from the sessions. We will make sure that they are targeted to make the best out of everyone's time, and we will also reconsider whether we need all the time slots in order to be at least disruptive to the SONCAC planning for the week. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Thomas. Any reactions or any further points on this? The one thing from a staffing side that we do need to provide back to the meetings team is just agreement around which of the plans or any modifications to the plan A, B, or C that the community would like to proceed with so that they can start putting all of the logistics and operational sides into place with regards to both the rooms and the technical aspects and working with the teams in Dublin itself. So we will need to just have agreement and alignment on those factors before we end this call. Any other comments on the schedule or to Thomas's points or any other observations with regards to the schedule program? Greg, I see your hands up.
Thank you, Greg Shatton.
And Michele.
I seem to be just beating Michele to the button here twice in a row. In any case, I put my faith above all, well, in this particular instance, in our co-chairs of CCWG to try to find the best way forward to move toward consensus on as many items as possible. And while I appreciate the distinction made between a say-what-you-want plenary and a more guided session, and noting that some of our public forums have at least had topics for guidance as opposed to true open mics, I'm concerned that the idea, unless it's very well planned, that adding more voices into the discussion as kind of a second bite at public comments and voices of those who are not in the CCWG and not following the conversation so well, and keep in mind we have probably 150 people on the CCWG mailing list, so quite a number of people are at least purporting to participate. But the idea that just adding more voices and a cacophony, even if it's a guided cacophony, I think is not going to help the CCWG itself come to decisions. That said, if we identify particular points where beyond the public comments, the getting further guidance from the community in real time in Dublin will be helpful, and a strategy is set forth that will result in us actually getting help in making our decisions in the CCWG, that's great. Thanks.
Thanks, Greg. Michele.
Yeah, thanks. Just on a couple of points here. How these meetings are going to be held, what kind of format they're going to take, isn't an afterthought. It is something which is very important. I mean, if it's simply a case of giving existing members of the CCWG more time to interact face to face, and do what they've been doing for the last few months, then the impact that has on the rest of the ICANN meeting is minimal, apart from any space requirements that they might have, which is very different to what I had previously understood as being more CCWG sessions to allow for interaction with the broader community, which seems to be something that the CCWG co-chairs aren't particularly in favor of, unless I'm completely misunderstood what they're saying. That's one thing. The other thing is, no matter what happens with respect to changes to schedules, that these changes need to be decided on and published as quickly as possible, because people they make their travel plans, they make their plans for meetings, etc., in as far in advance of the meetings as they can. So these changes at the 11th hour or whatever analogy you're comfortable with, while understandable, the sooner that it's kind of locked down and not changed again, the better. Thanks.
Thanks, Michele. Byron, you're next.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to, from the CCNSO perspective, option C would not be possible for us. Option B would be the preference, and then option A. So I just wanted to state that for the record, that C is just simply not even a possibility for us, because that is our constituency day on the Wednesday. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Brian, for that clarification. If we see some of the discussion in the chat, Chris Despain had made comments about the possibility of some plenary session, at least for a general discussion, and there seems to be moving away from that, he asks. That would be, of course, what we looked at for the Monday afternoon, the least conflicted of the days, for some sort of opportunity for people to, again, in a focused way and not necessarily the open mic way, to come and to discuss these issues. And so that was, again, some comments that we see in the chat as well. The thought of a plenary session on accountability with the full community, this will be, of course, focused, as we planned, suggested rather, on the Monday afternoon. Any other comments or questions? Because we're going to have to focus this very clearly, as after this call we really have to instruct our meetings team of the changes that need to be made. And at this stage we seem to be hearing the B option is there, but how best to provide the extra time both from the working groups and our working group discussions and dividing that between the plenary. I think what we should do in terms of the next best thing would be to provide that option B so that we can make the arrangements and the changes. And then that would give, I think, the full flexibility of the CCWG, who are meeting afterwards, to fill in the blanks, if you will, fill in the sessions that they need, and that way they can have that flexibility to have the most optimal time for these discussions. And if that that seems to be what I am hearing from the group, to provide the greatest flexibility to the CCWG as they're organizing their program and schedules and agendas, but also to allow our time to have the least disruption of the Dublin program, as some like McKaylee and others have argued, that would give people time to adjust and adapt. And of course, if we go and move forward with plan B, option B, we would need your help and cooperation to explain why these changes were made, and ask for people's flexibility and slight changes for those who may be coming either early or a little later for that. Again, the main program sessions would be mostly Monday, where there are least conflicts, and some adjustments on Wednesday, to which we could be flexible. Thomas Schneider, I know, earlier commented that C would be disruptive for his constituency and looked like B would be there. The chairs of the CCWG, as Patrick Falstrom notes, are moving in the direction to help us reach a consensus, and we're, I think, trying to provide them the greatest latitude and flexibility to do that. And, of course, if tomorrow the CCWG works out the program and they don't need a lot of the, some of the extra sessions, we can surely arrange and adjust those as well. Alan Greenberg.
Thank you very much. A very mundane question, but one I feel obliged to ask. I'm presuming shuttle schedules will be adjusted to accommodate these, whatever changes we make. Some of us have been put in hotels that are an expensive cab ride away. So I'm presuming all of that will be adjusted to go along with the meeting structure.
Not a mundane question at all, Alan. We want those who want to participate, and we would make those adjustments once we consult with the meetings team to do that and then make sure that those that new schedule is adjusted to link to that. So yes, indeed. Any other comments? Because it seems to me that the Plan B would, of course, provide the best flexibility, and with that, again, this might be the way we have to move forward if indeed we all think that the CCWG work needs a little more time and to give them the flexibility to do that. Thomas Schneider of the GAC notes that the Wednesday change may be difficult for the GAC because of finalizing the GAC communique, and we realize that in trying to adjust some of the Wednesday schedule. I think we do have to come to closure on this this topic because people are beginning to soon depart for Dublin, as well as our meetings team needs to adjust and adapt the rooms to our options. And it seems to me, unless we hear great objections, we will kind of conclude that there is a consensus on option B. Granted, there still has to be some adjustments revolving around that, which we will make, but I think that provides the least disruptive factor for the Dublin program, provides us almost 26 hours of a time. I'm sorry? least disruptive amount of time for that program. Was that Thomas Rickard who was about to say something? Excuse me.
No, I wasn't, David. Thanks for asking.
Okay. So with that, I would like to again think that the option B is our consensus approach going forward. We will work with our meetings team to do this. We ask that we have your cooperation in working with your communities to provide notice or extending the notice that we will explain about this change. We provide to Thomas Rickard and the CCWG chairs the option, the blueprints to use this extra time to the best ability and best productive nature, which I'm sure you will be able to do, and that will allow, I think, our general community to do that and be part of that. This could also, I think, include that Monday afternoon session, a block of time, to Krista Spain's point and some others who would want to have a fuller but structured discussion on the Monday session. So hearing no objections to that approach, we will proceed to go through option A, and we'll keep you informed with various notes and communications. To that extent, I thank you for your contributions, both written and in this discussion today. I would now like to move to the third part of our agenda, which was a review of some slides that were sent around to you by FADI, summary slides, if you will, we would now like to open the discussion for that. Teresa or FADI, would you care to make some opening remarks?
Sure, I'd be happy to, or FADI, FADI, you're on the call. Okay,
fantastic. Ah, FADI, thank you, FADI.
Mm-hmm. I turn it over
thank
to you.
Thank you, David. David, when you concluded in your summary, you said the summary is that we will go to option A, or did you mean B?
No, option B. Option B, excuse me.
Yeah. Okay. B. Okay. No problem. I think that's what you meant to say. All right, very well. Well, many thanks to all of you for coming together again one more time before Dublin to be aligned. And I think we are getting to the point where we're coalescing around the importance of our work in Dublin. I don't think there is any concern or divergence on the importance of giving the necessary oxygen and room, but without, of course, taking all the oxygen away from our other very important agenda items. So thank you for helping us with this direction, and I'm sure teams will be immediately very busy to reset the agenda accordingly. I think all I need to say about the document is that I had shared with you last time a single slide that I had done, frankly, just so that I can keep my head from exploding on all the things going on in the tremendous effort in accountability. And that single slide just had rows of areas, and I cast my best understanding of where we have agreement, where we have agreement but have different approaches. I received very many comments from the community and many of you here on this call suggesting if I could expand a little bit on these slides. And so I took this upon myself, frankly, as a personal effort, no more, no less, an effort to continue the dialogue and to shed some clarity and light on exactly where I believe, having read most of the documentation as well as the 90-plus comments from the community, where I believed we have a general broad agreement and where I felt we needed to still answer some very specific questions before we get to Dublin. That's all it is. That's all it was, and that's all it is. I shared it in good faith as my contribution in the hope that it could help, frankly, the hundreds and possibly thousands of people arriving into Dublin who are not even, frankly, close to the dense information and the fantastic work that is going on in the accountability. I just want to emphasize that this contribution was not in any way done to interfere with the CCWG process. Quite the opposite. I was hoping that it would be helpful, and I'm still hoping it is helpful. And I should just share it with you to give me guidance. If you think it is a helpful piece of communications, happy to share it. If you think we should adjust it, and I welcome your feedback and I welcome the feedback of the CCWG chairs, happy to adjust it and share it as my personal contribution. Whatever you all think, this is why I shared it, in the spirit of how we work at ICANN. I also have received emails from the CCWG chairs today and yesterday saying that maybe we could cooperate to edit it together. More than happy to do that. Nothing but music to our ears, all of us, if we can streamline communications and make sure everyone is on the same page as we enter Dublin. This will help us maximize the chances of success of Dublin to have clear communications in English, not in legalese, that the many people in our community who are going to have to live with the consensus of our groups need to participate in. So finally, just before I seek your guidance and understand how you want me to proceed, just wanted to clarify the real substantive work that is affecting the English words on these slides is really happening in the WPs, in the working parties of the CCWG. There's tremendous progress and work and commitment happening in these groups. And after the CCWG encouraged the board and staff to participate in these, we have done so with full commitment to the process that the chairs of the CCWG have provided. So that work, not this piece of communication, nothing we're doing should slow down this very valuable work. We're committed to it. We should remain committed to it. So that's it. I mean, that's all it is. I wanted to share it with you in good faith. If it helps clarify, let's pass it on. If it needs to be amended, I received very good feedback from several of you. And in fact, if I may, with your permission, I'd like to say that I did not intend to share it this morning with you, but frankly, after discussions with Byron and Jonathan Robinson and Alan Greenberg, they encouraged me to share it and to get this group to guide me then, or to guide us as to what to do with it. I also look for the guidance of the CCWG chairs so we can ensure we're supporting their process in every way possible. So I'll leave it at that and just invite feedback and comment, and let's not make this the centerpiece of the work. We have a lot of work. This is simply a communications tool.
Thank you, Fadi. Thomas Rickard, your hand is up, please. You have the floor.
Thanks very much, Dave, and thanks, Fadi, for the opening remarks on your slide deck. It's always fascinating to see the work results or interim work results drawn up in a very nice way. You know, usually in my profession as a lawyer, we just have letters on paper, but having a visual aid with this is just great. And let me also express my appreciation for you taking the time to help us, help the community understand where we are and to fully grasp what we're doing, because as you rightfully said, what we're doing really has an enormous impact on ICANN, and therefore we must make sure to get it right. But having said that, we also need to make sure that with whatever we use as communication tools, we don't create confusion. And what I've written to Fadi earlier with respect to this deck of slides, as well as with respect to the previous slide, is that it is my fear, and I know that this is shared by some in our group, that those who read this document take it as the current state of play in the ICANN community, while it is obviously an observation made by Fadi as to where we are. Currently, the CCWG is working full throttle on the completion of the full analysis of public comments, so the outcome of the public comment analysis in terms of what the support level is, whether there is a risk to the multi-stakeholder model, or whether criteria are met, as you see in these yellow and green boxes, might differ from what Fadi put in here. And people might perceive this as the current evidence of where the community stands. And I think that this needs to be clarified. I could give you a couple of examples where I think the document is inaccurate, or at least inaccurate to according to the views of big parts of our group. So we need to be very careful with this. And also, I think particularly when it comes to the models that we that you see on the last four slides of this slide deck, the slides compare the membership model slash the designator model with the board suggestion. And that begs some questions. First question is whether it is appropriate to lump together the designator model and the membership model, because legally they are entirely different. There are some similarities, but they have fundamental differences, and they speak to different concerns and requirements in completely different fashions. So I'm not sure whether it does these approaches justice if we handle them together. Also, comparing those to the board proposal suggests that our group focuses on basically a combination of everything that we did, and we spend a lot of time working on the designator and the membership model, and compare that in a negotiation-type session with the board suggestion. While, as we understand, the board suggestion is a contribution from the board as part of the community to inform our discussion. And finally, if you look at those slide decks and you see all the green check marks on the board proposal and all the green, all the yellow boxes with the community proposal, it might be perceived as being biased. And I think that this is something that we want to avoid. And we've asked Fadi for an editable version of the slide deck. I think it's a great basis for informing the community, but we would really like to apply some tweaks to it to ensure that it accurately reflects the outcome of our group's assessment of the public comments and the consequences thereof. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Greg Shatton.
Thanks,
Ben
Greg
Allen
Shatton.
Jonathan.
Greg Shatton again. I looked briefly, not in incredible depth, into the slides, and while I think some of them are helpful, I found most of them that were not sort of plain vanilla, reflected what I'd call the board slash Jones Day view of the world. In particular, I would say that I had problems as an active member of the CCWG, being fairly aware of our current status of our report, and many of the public comments participating in most of the WPs as well, particularly slides 3, 9, 13, 14, 15, and 16. I found quite a number of disagreements and items where advice of our council differed from the advice from Jones Day, and yet the Jones Day advice is what's reflected in the slides, particularly on slide 16. And some of these are just fundamentally different in terms of the approach, 9, 13, 14, and 15 just express a different approach, which is not an approach that's been adopted by the CCWG, but does hew quite closely to the approach provided by the board. So as far as being a report on where the community is or where the CCWG is, I would not say that slides 3, 9, 13, 14, 15, and 16 can be so characterized. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Alan Greenberg.
Thank you very much. I'm going to make a very targeted comment. The five powers, which I understand everyone is agreeing on, but on slide, I don't know which one, slide 16B, at the bottom, there's a list of issues that the CCWG still needs to come to closure on. In terms of waiting and exactly the process by which HAC makes its decision We have a recommendation on the table, which is different from the board's, that is that the each AC and SO can divide its votes among the options, whereas the board is saying that each one must come to consensus. But there are a whole number of those similar decisions that still have not been refined in the board proposal. And the just the sheer number of words on approach B versus approach A, the slides, imply that the board proposal is fleshed out completely, and there are a whole bunch of things that have been discussed very vaguely, you know, saying the community can take action, but without specifying the exact mechanism by which the community can take that action, what the thresholds are, and things like that. Just for openness, I think we need to make it clear that that proposal needs refining also, and it's not just the CCWG one that's missing details. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Jonathan Robinson, you're next.
Yeah, thanks, David. So credit to all of the previous speakers for detailed points. I suppose I'd come at it at a slightly different level, and that's, I'm not as immersed, perhaps, in the CCWG detail and importance of that detail as some of the key participants. What I think Buddy's correctly done here is identified what I might call a gap in the market. I mean, it's quite clear that, at least from my perspective, that we are going into a critical meeting for which we universally seem to agree that there is some time pressure to make good progress, and yet it's very hard for those who have not been immersed in the detail and yet who really need to understand some of as much of what's gone on as possible to have a distillate or some kind of clarified perspective on the current position and the options for future progress. So I think it's a really commendable effort here that we've got in front of us to distill the current position and provide options for future progress. And I just encourage us to potentially use this as a tool, albeit if refinements need to be made, and I think it's been presented to us with that perspective, right? By all means, kick it around, polish it up, and refine it. But let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's, if at all possible, recognize what I've talked about as the gap in the market, the need for some form of distilled position which captures some of the key potential routes forward or axes of points where we both have agreement and where critical decisions need to be made. I sense that Thomas, in his capacity as CCWG chair, also recognizes that and was positive about this. And really it's about refining it and taking it forward. So I guess that's my personal perspective on it. Thanks.
Thank you, Jonathan. Byron, and then Thomas Rickard, you're after that. Byron, please.
Thank you. Yes, and pardon me, would probably echo many of Jonathan's comments in that I'm also coming at it from the CCNSO perspective as the chair in the CCNSO, not as a deep participant in the CCWG, and I certainly recognize all the work that has gone on in the CCWG. That said, you know, Greg just made the comment that, you know, 150 people have been working hard, and the comment was made, and this is no disrespect, Greg, the comment was made that there's a lot of people working on it. And yes, in a certain sense, there is. But the problem is, for many of us, this really has global impact. And most of the people in my community and many others have not allocated the time that people like Greg and those 150 others have, and do not have an understanding of some of the core issues at that level of detail. What many of them need, I would argue the vast majority, is a digestible way to access this information that gives them a reasonable current state of play and an understanding of some of the key decisions and differences that are in play right now. And to that end, I think a document like this, be it this one or something similar, is a great service to the community who needs to have this discussion at a broader level than is happening right now. And, you know, what I think I heard Thomas say was there was an opportunity to take this and shape it into a document that the leaders of the CCWG feel perhaps more accurately articulates the state of play. And I would strongly encourage the chairs of the CCWG and whoever else they believe is required to take this document and work with Fadi or whoever and turn it into that document that you believe articulates the current state of play, because it's something like this that the broad community is going to be able to grasp versus, and I forget your exact words, Thomas, but the many documents of written words which become impenetrable and inaccessible to the vast majority of those who need to consume this information, and I think therefore put at risk all the work that's being done. Because there's only 150 people who truly understand what's happening, we put in jeopardy the success of the outcome. So I just want to say a document like this that's accessible to the broad community, that where there is agreement on what the current state of play is, and maybe that's a difficult goal, but one that I think the chairs of the CCWG in combination with Fadi or whoever should try to get to as we enter Dublin, and get all of us on sort of a common page and allow the leaders to really socialize this within each of their various constituencies. Thank you.
Thank you, Byron. Thomas, and then we'll close the line there and have some other comments. Thomas, please.
Thanks very much, David, and I apologize for putting myself in the queue again, but some comments have been made that I think I should respond to very briefly. Let me reemphasize that I do think that Fadi's slide deck is helpful. It needs some refinement, so we need to make sure with our sub-team leaders that we accurately reflect what the current state of play in the group with the community comments is. And I'm sure that we will find a way to make this work. Fadi's indicated that he's going to work with us and distribute an updated version by Wednesday, and we'll try help that happening as much as we can. But just for everyone's benefit in terms of how we're going to go about with things, we do have visualizations, drawings of the fundamental ideas of the second report published with the second report. So for those who want to understand what we're up to in general terms, they don't have to read the whole report, but they can just use this deck of slides with the cartoons. We will have these cartoonists with us in L.A. So what will happen in Dublin. So what's going to happen in Dublin is that we will discuss documents from the sub-teams with our group, and these documents highlight the remaining questions based on the public comments and also suggest some alternatives or some options on how we can address the concerns that have been addressed by the commenters. So basically, we have these concise documents in the making. They should be ready by tomorrow because tomorrow is the deadline for that. Some of them are already finalized. So we have these briefing documents. But I think we will have more value after the group has discussed and hopefully reconciled some of the differences during the weekend session. So we plan to meet with the people from X-Plane. Those are the graphical people, the cartoonists. And we hope that in the course of the meeting, we will be able to distribute further materials with updated recommendations from our group for everyone to digest so that we can hopefully expedite a community consensus as we move on. So I think we've taken on board a lot of the concerns that you're raising. We understand and appreciate that there are a lot of pages that have been produced over the months. We try to keep it as simple as possible for everyone to understand, and we are going to have two different documents as we finalize our recommendations, one with in-depth genesis of the recommendations where we discuss all the pros and cons, but then we're also going to have an easy reader version of it so everyone can easily understand on a few pages what changes we're suggesting in terms of accountability enhancement. So I should stop here. Should there be more questions, by all means, please do reach out to me and my fellow co-chairs, and we'll be more than happy to help and take on board your suggestions. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Fadi, for other comments?
Yeah, just to thank everyone for their feedback. This is, as I said, this was a personal contribution. I built this because I was, frankly, trying to make ends meet. And the fact that folks who are much closer to this than me on the CCWG believe that I got some things wrong, can you imagine the many people who are not even as close to this as I am? So this is all it was intended to be, an effort to try and put an objective view. If it's not objective enough, I commit to you that I will take all the comments in with immediate review, and I urge all of you and anyone in your community who has comments, send them to me, please. I'm happy to look at them, and in the evenings I will fix these slides, and I will have a separate session with the CCWG chairs to take in all their input and their and I will republish this on Wednesday, having taken all of that in. But I think if we, as Keith and Byron and Jonathan and others have said, if it ends up being my personal contribution, that's fine. I want it to come as close as possible to the objective view so that we can help all the people arriving to Dublin in every way we can. This will not be the only document they'll see. They'll have access to everything. It's just my contribution, and I hope it's helpful, and I want it to be objective, I promise you. So please send me your comments. Please do. Thank you.
Thank you, Fadi, and that, I think, concludes our discussion of topic three, a review of the summary slides. I would like to now move to topic four, which is next steps. I know we're running a little bit over, and if I could just provide a brief summary of the discussions so that people are aware of that. In terms of the various options A, B, and C, we have focused on the consensus being option B as the least disruptive, but also providing the most flexibility for additional conversations and discussions with the community, so that we can engage all the community in this important work in Dublin. And this will, of course, allow the CCWG chairs as they proceed to do their agenda to have the maximum flexibility. In particular, this means that we will not have the Community Leaders Roundtable on Friday afternoon, the 16th, and we will add additional time on Monday for small or large groups as may see fit. And this may also require some changes in the CCNSO and GNSO joint meeting. In terms of Wednesday, we hope to add a few more times that will not conflict with the CCNSO council meeting, and also this will mean a postponement of the ICANN board and technical experts group, as well as a rescheduling of some implementation sections during the week. And finally, this will also require an extension of the constituency day with the board meet, in particular the board meetings with various stakeholders and constituency groups, in particular to move the ESSAC meeting to Tuesday instead of Wednesday, and to allow the board cocktail reception with the GAC to be pushed back a little bit to accommodate these changes, providing about 26 hours of discussion time. And in addition to that, we will be helping and ask that you communicate these changes. We'll send around a notice to you, the leaders, and we ask that you again explain and circulate that to your groups so that they are aware of this, and we'll move forward. I think this will provide an opportunity for any and all who want to be engaged in these transition and accountability discussions to be part in both small groups and in large groups. And finally, on the summary slides, they're generally thought to be helpful and informative guides for people who have not been following it as closely as some others, though they need to be clarified at some point, and that refining this would be a helpful exercise with everyone involved to do that, and a second version of that would be done on Wednesday as an effort to inform and make accurate as possible the agreements and areas of less agreement that we have on this important topic. And so with that, I would like to say that I thank you for the time. I'm sorry to go over by an extra minute. I think it was worth doing that and to be able to help better plan for Dublin and addressing the important issues of transition and accountability that we all need and see as a top priority for all of our groups and for the future successful direction of ICANN going forward. And so with that, please be on the lookout for a series of communications from me and others, and we will also, after this call, be consulting with our meetings team to make sure that we can make these changes quickly and smoothly. And with that, I will thank everyone for their time and attention and wish everyone a good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you may be. Thank you for your extra time here for this special meeting.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.